Du lytter til Studentradioen i Bergen.
FM 96,4, 106,1 og 107,8.
Følg oss på Facebook og Instagram. Abonner I podcast-appen. Ansvarlig redaktør Jørgen Berner Wilhelmsen.
Good morning. Good lunchtime, good, everyone.
Yeah.
you're listening to No Way with me, Kirsten.
Jane.
And Nicole.
And today, what are we going to talk about, guys?
We are going to talk about vacation.
Vacation, woo-hoo! All I ever wanted.
Exactly.
I think we're all in need of a vacation right now with uni stress and exams and things, aren't we?
True,
So we'll be talking about a few of the places that we've been in the last week or so on holiday. And So how has your week been, guys, anyway?
Should I start? I've been in Oslo from Wednesday till Saturday. And it was, I expected maybe a little bit more because people told me it's super beautiful and whatever. And then I was there and, okay, the weather was not really good. So then a city always looks different than when the sun is shining. But it was, I was a bit disappointed because I felt like I could be in every other city too, a big city, and there was not really something super special for me about it. Not that I want to hate about the city. I think, like, of course, I could imagine living there longer, but just for sightseeing, it was not best city for me where I've been yet. But yeah, my personal highlight was that I was at the Philharmonie because I love classical music and we listened to Rachmaninoff and another Russian guy that I forgot the name.
Tchaikovsky?
No, something with Pavlov. You really don't remember, but it was super good. And yeah, so, and the way back, we took the train. And
Did you like it?
Yeah, and I saw snow. And
there was so much snow.
Yeah, and as you know, I love snow. So this was like more a highlight than being in Oslo itself for me.
But how was the nature there as well compared to here? Is it much prettier here?
Compared to what I saw on the trip or to Oslo?
Yeah, Oslo to Bergen.
I don't know because, I mean, there was so much snow on everything, so I can't really compare a landscape with snow to one without. Because, when I see snow, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's snow. And so I can't really tell you how it is, but I think it looked pretty.
Oh, cool, cool. And it was snowing in Oslo as well?
No, unfortunately not. There was rain. And it was like I went away from Bergen, from all the rain.
To get no rain and it followed you. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you.
Please not.
And what about you, Jane, as well?
I went on a cabin trip.
Oh, where to?
It was very nice. It was to Tret. So like an hour and a half from here. Depends on how you get there. And actually, we thought we were hiking up there Friday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. But then this sheep farmer guy, he picked us up in his van and we sat in the back where all the sheep were supposed to be.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, and we sat in there and drove all the way up through the mountains and into the cabin. And that was really, really cool.
Yeah. I meant to be sheep herding sometime.
Yeah.
Like in the next few weeks. Apparently there's an island off Bergen and they just need extra hands. And I'm like, I hope they don't think I'm going to be competent doing it just because I'm Welsh and we have a lot of sheep.
It was very cool, very cool. And yeah, the cabin was cool as well. It's, of course, without electricity and water. Yeah. Stuff, but we managed to get through it, and that was very much fun.
Did you feel very hardcore then, like Bear Grylls or something?
Actually, I've been a scout for a lot of years, so I'm pretty used to it. But one of the girls, I taught her how to club woods and like for the fire and make everything ready, and she was very proud of herself, so that was kind of cool.
I did feel quite hardcore myself going for my hike in Finse without the snowshoes or whatever.
Yeah, you were hiking. How was it?
Well, I basically just decided, right, I need some time to get away, to get into nature. And there was like no one around there because ski season starts like January. So there was like hardly anyone around. And like the only people I saw were on like, I only had crampons or yak tracks, which I realized when a Norwegian man chuckled to himself that this wasn't the best way of getting through the snow. You need to be on top of the snow, not trudging through the snow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I basically did like a 2-3 hour hike, just like trying to like make my way like an angry yak through all the snow, like, which was like knee deep and deeper in places. So I'm quite proud of myself for doing it, but I think I do need to invest in a pair of like secondhand skis or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cool. So now we're going to talk about whether people like skiing or like summer vacations more.
So what we prefer.
Nicole,
what would you prefer to go on?
To be honest, I never did skiing. I did, like, in school we had this week where we had winter vacation, and there we could learn how to ski, but my parents were like, it doesn't make sense because we will never go skiing again. And I agreed on this, so I was like in this alternative program, which I personally think it's much nicer, because for like this downhill skiing, like, it's really bad for nature in a lot of places.
Yeah, because of the like all of the stuff that they cultivate in the landscape. And
yeah,
all,
and exactly. They, and the deforestation and whatever. And so, yeah, we tried a lot of alternatives, which was quite cool. Like, for example, I did one time cross-country skiing, or we did... oh, shit, I forgot the names. I don't know the names in English, but we tried a lot of winter sports.
Oh, yeah.
And this was a super nice vacation, and as I really love snow, I think I personally would prefer winter vacations, even though I'm like doing more often summer vacation.
Okay, cool.
What about you?
I mean, it's kind of the same answer, and not really again. I tried skiing once with my school back home when we were 16, 17 something. It was a lot of fun, like, you know, with alcohol and stuff.
Okay, but not so much of the sporty side of things.
I would say it's not really my thing. Basically, I just sat down in the middle of the hill and sat there waiting.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, because I was like, no, I don't feel like going all the way down.
I feel like skiing, it looks really scary because you're not using like your own control over it. You're not really controlling what you're doing.
Yeah, and especially at that point, it was a lot of ice and not snow. So we were skiing on ice, and
which
you can like feel
worse.
That underneath your ski. So I didn't really like that. But I do prefer to like hike or do stuff like where it's cold.
Yeah, I agree.
Rather than when it's hot and you're sweaty and you just lay there. And I mean, I tried to go on like an all-inclusive vacation with my friends back home. And they were like, every hour they were like having an alarm so they could turn around like sunbathing.
Yeah,
and I was like,
I get restless when like on things like that.
I couldn't do that. So maybe kind of the same answer as Nicole.
Yeah, I did try cross-country skiing in Switzerland before, and I was bad at that, and it was all flat, so I really need to like learn if I'm gonna be living in Norway forevermore.
Yeah,
like,
I was thinking about maybe trying it this year.
Cool.
At some point.
Yeah, we should go to Voss or something. And
I really want to try it, so I can see if that's my thing instead of the other.
I think I would definitely want to try it again. I mean, it was one day 5 years ago or
something.
A dream.
But
let's all go to Voss. Like, no way, trip to Voss.
Yeah.
We will post pictures.
And maybe someone wants to teach us how to cross country ski.
Come along, come along. We need help. Lord knows we need it. I think like the Alps in the summer is like the best of both worlds, because you can do some beautiful hiking. There's glaciers and all still around, and all like in Chamonix. If you're based there, you can do a bit of sunbathing because there's like an outdoor 50 meter pool there, which is the best pool I've ever been to, because it's surrounded by like Mont Blanc and everything. So you're like swimming and you're looking up, and there's mountains and there's paragliders.
Oh, nice.
So you can sunbathe there if you want, and it's really warm because it's like 1,000 meters up, and like a lack of pollution as well. You do catch the sun quite well.
So you
can do a bit of sunbathing and a bit of reading and a bit of swimming. But then you can also do like the hiking, and also because there's like the ski lifts there, you don't have to like hike up.
Yeah.
To like, you can like get the ski lift and walk at like high altitude and stuff, which is cool as well. So
true.
That sounds amazing.
But I don't know if it's same for you, but for example, I feel like in Germany, skiing is like downhill skiing is super popular, and all, like, nearly everyone I know already did it, and it was always like, I'm the exception that I've never done it.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone loves it, and I don't know.
Do you want to go first?
I kind of have the same experience. In Denmark, it's the same. Like, everybody, either you're a skiing person or you're not, and if you're not, we're...
They like look down on you
a bit, sort of.
I find in the UK it's a very upper and middle class thing compared to Europe. Like Norway and Europe is more of like everyone does it.
Yeah.
Whereas like in the UK, I find only like really rich people who go to private school and all go on skiing holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
So none of my friends have like done it, you know. So So and I feel in general, like if you do like winter sports in the UK, you are a bit richer than other people, but I think it's more on the continent, it's more like everyone does it, doesn't it?
To be honest, I don't know, maybe it's like this because I've been on a school with a lot of rich kids and it is like this, and I felt like they all went to and it was normal, and I mean, I can imagine that it's not normal in every like for everyone in Germany, because depending on where you live, you can have snow nearby and and hills where you can do skiing, but quite often you also have to like really go on vacation and pay a lot of money for this. So maybe I just felt like this because of the people surrounding me, and maybe it's not like a really total phenomenon.
Maybe. And the thing is, like, I find with like rich kids and all in general, I don't mean to be a bit like, you know,
if you're rich kids out there, close your ears.
Yes. But I find that, like, they do, if there's an element of how they can look down on you, they will sometimes, you know? Like, anything that they can find, like, oh, you've never been skiing before, have you? No, because, like, my parents work in the local hospital and in the docks, you know? And
but
it's
also
not a normal thing,
I think it depends on where you're living, because here it would be, like, you could
everyone does
secondhand
it.
Ski.
Or, and it seems to be, like, just a way of culture as well, a way of getting around and stuff in winter, you know?
But I think, here it's, like, normal. Also like environmentally because what my mom was, even though we may have afforded it, she was like, she is not supporting this environmental horrible thing, because then we would have to go to a place where it's like typical ski region, and she just did not want to support this. And now thinking about it, I think it's a really good thing.
But then again, you also have to go, if you like go on vacation somewhere where it's like warm and stuff, you also go there. And
I suppose like the hotels and all aren't very good for the economy either, are they? Like in the way of like all-inclusive hotels, they might provide jobs to local staff, but people, like, I know British people who are very tight, and if they're on an all-inclusive vacation, they do not spend money outside of the hotel.
They will
not go outside of the hotel, and it's like, you've gone all the way to bloody Mexico, or like, why didn't you just go somewhere a lot cheaper? If you're not going to go and see Mexico and you're just going to stay in like a hotel, why even go that far?
So
you
the
know?
Conclusion, don't go on vacation.
Swim across the Atlantic,
or don't go on unnecessary vacation in a way.
Every vacation is necessary.
So now we're going to talk about our favourite ever vacation. So
every vacation.
Jane loves every vacation, So tell us about, is there a favourite?
Actually, I was thinking about, like, but that was not a vacation. When would you say it's a vacation, and when is
you
it
define
a travel?
When you define it as a vacation, it is a vacation.
I would say vacation, you could count more as, like, a vacation as in a relaxing experience, whereas travel is where it's like you go into another culture and you're just
And vacation is shorter, right? Like travel is...
But I think you can count them both interchangeably, to be honest.
Yeah, okay, because I mean, I went, like a lot of people do after I graduated, I went on a 3 month trip to Australia, Fiji, Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand. Around that was amazing.
Yeah, I'd love to go to like New Zealand and Fiji and all. It looks lush.
Actually, New Zealand's kind of like Norway, but just like warmer and
further away.
Yeah, but I mean, it's very like with sheep as well, and they have like a northern part and a southern part where it's also different climate. So, like, one of the parts would be like here, like exactly, just on the other side of the world. Minor detail.
Where Lord of the Rings was set, it's Middle Earth.
And what about you?
With me, I've got a few favorite countries. I like Japan. I like Cambodia. I liked the Philippines is one of my favorite ever countries because you go there and like literally people are blasting out karaoke at all times of the day, no fucks given, even drinking or anything, just like in the middle of a village, someone with a karaoke box singing Journey.
Really?
So the Philippines is amazing and people are lovely there. I don't know, I've got so many
when did you go to Japan?
I went to Japan in 2012 for 3 weeks.
Okay.
That was one of my favorite places as well. Mm-hmm. I think.
And what did you see?
I got a Japanese rail pass and I went all the way around the country. Well, only like around the part with the
So the northern part or what?
Yeah, Northern Island stuff. So I went as far down as Hiroshima, which is quite emotional.
Yeah,
and then there's a place called Miyajima and a place called Nara where like little deer, you know, like deer.
Yeah, yeah.
They like eat your map when you're like walking along and stuff. And then my favorite place there was like Fujikawa Guchiko, which was under Mount Fuji, which was like covered in snow, and it was hanami at the time, which is like the cherry blossom season.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
pretty.
Like and everyone's just getting like drunk outside on like sake and everything's like the cherry blossoms coming out. It's really honestly is an amazing country. I'd love to go back in the summer to climb Mount Fuji because I've heard that there are, you know, like vending machines
because
they're everywhere in Japan. I've heard that there's some at Mount Fuji on Mount Fuji. So I would love to like get some like high altitude snacks from a vending machine.
Yeah,
there.
Cool.
But what about your favorite places?
Yeah, so for me it's like totally different because I've never been that far abroad.
Mm-hmm.
I think like Tromsø was like the farthest away I've ever been from home.
Okay.
And so to be honest, it was a really, really simple vacation. It was a German island, a really small island in the North Sea.
Okay.
And I was there as a child, like in kindergarten with a friend of mine, like, and our families, of course. And we remember this vacation to be like so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So after our A-levels, we decided to go there again because we like 15 years later, we still remember this as
it
a great
has
vacation.
A place in your heart.
And
like,
so
yeah.
we went there like with another friend of us and who wasn't there like back then, but who also loves this island.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we went there last year and it was so nice because it was calm and relaxing and it was somewhere in spring, so it was not like the main season where mm-hmm. people went there. And yeah, you could just like relax, keep calm, walk on the beach and enjoy walking around and the nature. And yeah, it was super simple but super good. And we're planning going there next year again just to relax a bit all together. And it's cheap, it's environmental friendly, it's nice. And yeah, we enjoyed it.
I mean, but that's also kind of cool because if you know where you're going and you know that you relax there, then it's very easy to like cut
off. You don't have to think like oh god, I've got to remember this, I've got to remember that or anything.
Yeah, and it's like you don't have like the stress of seeing something, you know, like if I would go, for example, to Japan, I would feel like I want to see as much as possible, which is on one hand
it's
super great,
stressful,
but
isn't it?
Yeah,
I love it though. I don't stress about like because then you learn something new and then my mind is full of that instead of everything else, and I'm just like really inspired and fascinated by it.
I think I like both of it, but yeah, as I haven't experienced that much like these trips yet.
But you're in Norway.
I'm losing my headphones.
is so fascinating.
I'm so shocked. Surprise. My friend Stacey actually had a breakdown when she got to Tokyo because of the jet lag. But then also nothing's in English. There's you are just there and you're trying to decipher everything and it's just like because she told me about it, I was like, right, I need to be prepared for this now. So I was a bit more prepared of how to get places when I first got there and all.
I think I will like have my first real big trip next year.
To where?
South Korea.
Nice.
Because it's not a country I was thinking about traveling, to be honest.
No.
But I got to know a really lovely Korean girl, and we're still in contact, and we were like, yeah, you have to come over and to meet, and so I can be there and live together with Koreans. And so I think it will be a really, really nice experience.
Yeah, that is so cool.
And is she in Seoul, or is she in like Jeju Island, or?
I think it's an hour away from Seoul.
Oh, cool.
Something. Yeah, but she told me like, South Korea is not really a big country, so
no.
I mean, I don't know. I will find out a lot, but
yeah, oh, that'd be good. And apparently, Jeju Island is like Hawaii or something. Is meant to be lovely there, so maybe try and go there while you're there as well.
Yeah, sounds great. I was thinking about when I'm already on the other half of the world, and
yeah,
then I could also like, I was thinking about Japan, but I think Japan is quite expensive.
But not like if you've lived here, you could go anywhere. Yeah, you're like makes money bags
but
anyway.
As I have lived here, I have to save money. Yeah, but I was also thinking maybe about China or something.
I have been to a few cities in China. I've got mixed feelings, but only because I've been to the cities, because they do like a 72-hour visa-free transit now, where you can go and look at the city while you're going on to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So I went to Beijing for the day, and then I went to Guangzhou in the south for the day. I've got very like mixed feelings so far. I think if I went up into the mountains in China, it would be wonderful, you know, in the Himalayan part and all, or like you know, that part. But I just found them very, very busy cities, and they were very hard, like even worse than Japan for culture shock in terms of like just not knowing where you're going and stuff like that. I would say Japan was better than China in that aspect. Okay. But that's only my personal opinion. So
yeah, maybe I will find out next year.
And then you'll tell us.
I will come back here and we'll tell you.
This is No Way.
No Way.
With Kirsten.
Jane.
And Nicole.
Yep. And we're going to be talking about holidays and vacations and things like that.
Because everybody loves that.
Holiday. Yeah.
But it would be didn't you want to tell us about like your favorite holiday?
Yeah, so I was talking about my previous favorite ones, and I completely forgot that like for the last 2 years I've been to Nepal, and that's like when I'm Nepal.
Yeah,
the way that you guys say it. When I was saying Nepal in my British dialect,
yeah, I did
Nicole
not
was
understand.
Just like, where? I'm sure she's probably heard of Nepal.
Yeah, but then Jane was like Nepal, and I was like,
there we go.
So yeah, like it's one of my favorite places to go in the world. Like I'd love to go back, and I got up to 5,400 meters the last time I was there.
So did you go hiking?
Yeah, in the Himalayas. Wow. And then I'd like to go up to, I'd like to do a 6,000 meter peak sometime in the future as well. So I'll have to get more ice climbing experience and all that. But in the near future, hopefully. So But yes,
Was there also a vacation maybe you thought it was good, but you don't want to go again?
I feel like Thailand is a very nice place, and there's lots of very lovely places, but it's so overrun by tourism now, and like British people and Westerners are quite badly behaved over there as well. You see like lots of like what I would imagine they look very young, they might be 14 or 15 year old girls with like older German men or older British men, you know, like much older we're talking, and all that sort of stuff, and I find it a bit seedy, do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And I don't like if these girls have to do this job for money and all, I don't for any reason like say they can't do it, but I just mean like in general, like it's more like the business, like that the men are going over for that sort of sex tourism and things like that. Yeah. Like I find very
disconcerting. But is it very obvious there?
Oh, it's very obvious.
Okay.
There'll be like a 14 or 15 year old girl. Well, they might be older, but they look very over there. Like coming up, they'll go up to people in bars and stuff, and like be, and then like a man will be like, yeah. And then they'll like walk off hand in hand together and stuff. It's over the top. It's not even like behind closed doors in a brothel or anything. Like, not that, like, I am, like, if a lady needs to be a prostitute, like, fair play to her. If she needs the money, you know, go for it. But more, I'm more thinking is seedy about the men who go over for it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, because they're always like 50 or 60. They're always much older men as well. It's not like people our age. Not that that would make it any better, but like, do you know what I mean? And it's just like, you see like, oh, it's just, and you feel like, oh, you know.
But do you think it was the place you were, or do you think it's like that everywhere?
It happens quite, like in most places over there, like in most towns and cities.
I was just thinking like if it's very touristed and families and stuff are there, they might not be. What do you think they do with
I
there
think
as well?
It goes like across the country, to
Ooh.
Be honest.
Ooh.
Like, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. In most of the places I've been to like Phuket, I've been to smaller islands, I've been to Koh Chang.
Yeah.
I've been to like places that aren't necessarily touristy. It mm-hmm. happened up in Chiang Mai. It was happening in like Bangkok. It was happening like everywhere
okay,
around.
Okay,
and then in
yeah.
Cambodia as well yeah. for that reason, you know?
Okay.
So me and my ex actually went in Cambodia to what we thought was, do you know like in Japan you have the karaoke booths?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, Luke, come on, we have to go and do this like karaoke booth. We found out when we got in there, like we were just like, oh my God, this is a brothel. So we had the booth and then they were trying to send in this like middle-aged woman with us. And we were just like, no, we don't want anyone in the room with us. We just want to do karaoke. Like, and then like when the lady kept insisting on coming in and serving us our drinks as like our hostess and stuff, I kept plying her with cigarettes. And then Luke was like, don't leave me to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
So then I was like, whatever they charge us at the end, because it looked like the mafia were running it. There were men
yeah,
with
yeah,
suits
yeah.
outside. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whatever they charge us, we just pay
and
we go. We go. And yeah, apparently karaoke bars... and not karaoke bars like they are in Japan in Southeast
okay,
Asia.
Okay,
so
yeah.
just
okay.
a tip for you guys.
Don't
go imagining you're going to like have fun singing Iron Maiden on karaoke because there might be a brothel involved.
Okay.
Wow. What about you guys? Have you got any stories where it's been like misplaced thing and you've been like, oh, okay.
Actually, I don't know. I don't think I ever went somewhere where I don't want to go again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm very curious, so I always want to try to go somewhere new. Not that I don't like to go back to mm-hmm. where I've been, but I feel like I have so much to see still mm-hmm. that I'd rather spend my money on going there instead of going back, mm-hmm. if you can say it like that. But yeah, I never had that like the karaoke experience. I don't think I don't think so. Not that I remember. But I did try... I went to Russia at one point with my school as well, where we stayed with the Russian families. Like I stayed with a girl called Lily.
Oh,
she was very sweet, her and her mother and their dog, Martin.
Where in Russia were you?
St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the 15th floor or something, like very high.
Mm-hmm.
And there, they were 16 and we were all 18 or something, mm-hmm. like... our students and compared to their students.
Mm-hmm.
And then they of course wanted to do a party because we were old enough to buy them alcohol and stuff. And instead of just going to a club or something, they rented an apartment in another sky tower or mm-hmm. something, like very, very far away from everything. And up there we had our own apartment and they had like alcohol and we could smoke and blah blah blah, and then it was all fun and games till it suddenly knocked on the door and it was a neighbor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I called the mafia and if you're not quiet in 2 minutes they will come and cut off your head. And then the party was dead. I mean, like, we were hiding under the bed and like everything was chaos and we were so quite like scared, and I could imagine like the newspapers the day after, like
several beheaded
students died after meeting the mafia. And that was
all the police are like under the hands of the mafia
there.
Yeah,
like, so that
everyone
was why
is.
They called the mafia, not the police. So yeah, but wow. But that's it. I mean, it's a funny story now, but damn, you were scared at that point. Like, everybody quiet.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I've been to Russia too, but not like I lived in a family. Unfortunately, I just like did a tourist week in Moscow and St. Petersburg. And it's nothing like, as you said, you would not go there again or it was a weird experience. But what really surprised me that women were like randomly on the street wearing high heels, like really high.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it called sky heels or something?
Sure. Like the heels.
Yeah.
And this was like, why do you walk around in the street like on a normal day with them? It's so like
very
uncomfortable in
normally,
my opinion.
Yeah. In Eastern Europe, I found in general, women are very, very glamorous. Like they'll be wearing like little dresses and like high heels all day and they're like supermodels and all
that.
Yeah. I know, I just say like dumpy, dumpy, dumpy.
Yeah, me too. I was just like with my sneakers and I felt comfortable and yeah.
And I'd love to go to Moscow and St. Petersburg. How did you find getting the visa and everything for it, though? Was it all prearranged?
For me it was prearranged because I went with my parents and they organized everything for me. Mm. But I heard that you have to be invited to get a visa. Mm-hmm. But I think you get the invitation, for example, also from hotels or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was a woman on the plane sitting next to me and she just wanted to go hiking or something, and she said like she had to pay like a private person to invite her get a visa. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
I mean, when we went there, it was right before like the conflicts between Russia and like Ukraine and stuff. Yeah, all of that. So I mean, we came. I mean, it was in the beginning, but it was still like you could still get in the country without too much trouble. But I do remember that my teacher had to, I mean, I'm from Aalborg, mm-hmm. or near Aalborg in Denmark, and my teacher had to go all the way to Copenhagen to show up personally to, like, in the office to say, like, yeah, we have all these students, mm-hmm. and then show all of our passports and stuff. And that was a 5 hours drive, like, one way. And then she had to go back again only for that. And that was a lot of struggle for her, but I mean, we didn't do anything, but I remember that it was complicated.
I remember like also that it was like a really long pass control when I arrived there.
It
took I don't know, maybe 15 minutes like for one person or something.
And they smile, like they are very serious.
US customs don't either.
I tried a really funny thing. I don't know if you have heard about GUM. It's like a really expensive shopping mall in Moscow, like one of the world's most expensive,
so like
most
Prada and stuff
whatever. And so they all have those security guys who look of course really like scary. And I just started standing like outside the store and smiled at them because I wanted them to to smile back, and it was every time it worked, it was like success. But it worked not often because they were like really serious. Like one tip, it was like an advice: when you're at GUM, try this ice cream, because they were all like, a lot of people were queuing there, and I was like, why should I try this? It looked really weird. It looked like a tennis ball or something. And yeah, I don't know. And then like the last day in Moscow, we decided to try this ice cream, and I was so sorry that I did not try it earlier and could like eat it again.
Yeah,
because it was like one of the best ice cream I ever ate. And it was like it was so special. So it was I can't describe how it was, it was
like
different.
Really creamy and stuff.
I really don't can't describe. You just have to try it. And
maybe they put drugs in it.
I don't think so.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe, yeah, but that's something. Yeah, it tasted kind of different, and I wish I could eat it again. So let's go to Moscow just to eat ice cream.
Yeah, I'd love to go. And I'd love to go to the mountains, the Caucasus Mountains. I can't say it properly. But they're on the border between Georgia. Yeah. It's like the highest mountain. So the highest mountain in Europe is not actually Mont Blanc, is Mount Elbrus, which is in Russia.
Yeah.
And I'd love to go up that one day. And I'd love to go to the mountains and all there. And
you are a mountain girl.
I need to be in the mountains, yes. I need my mountains. Have you got any trips planned in the future, guys? Like, what would be your like bucket list number one destination?
Bali.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I think so. Actually, I'm a honeymoon child from Bali.
Were you conceived in Bali?
No, I don't really talk with my parents about that, but my mom told me it was too hot to do stuff. But
then they did that.
Like, But I've seen pictures, heard stories, and I think it's very, very, very beautiful. Mm. And I mean, the culture as well, it's very interesting. Mm. And I definitely want to go there. Very expensive, but it's here as well, right? So,
but that's the whole point, that we need to do these things. Like when people put off things for years and years and years and they say, when I'm retired, I'll do it. They never end up doing it because they get disabled, you know, by elderly age
or
other circumstances. Not many people are like reaching retirement age now. I don't mean to be miserable, but like, you know. So we need to just do what you need to do when you can.
But I mean, that's also why we're here, right?
Like,
we take our opportunities.
YOLO, as they say.
No. But yes, I will definitely go. Maybe next year. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure yet. Depends. I would like to go with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. And I've got a lot of free time, or at least I can decide mm-hmm. whenever I have free time mm-hmm. at uni. But he has like a real job, like because the uni is not a real job. No. Yeah. So he needs to have like, he only have like 3 weeks of vacation.
So you need
summer,
to. So, yeah. So. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Oh, and what about you, Nicole?
Yeah, so it's not that I have something like super planned. It's mm-hmm. I think I'm really looking forward to Korea, of course, because mm-hmm. I think it will be something, yeah.
And it's not so touristy, I don't think, there.
Yeah,
either.
And I heard like, it's one of the most modern, however, countries in the world, mm-hmm. like technology. Oh, today I can't speak.
That's
like in
okay.
way of technology, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. We
know. And yeah, I think on the other hand, I would also be interested in like real natural country, like not touristy and not maybe that developed in our Western way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But it's not that I have a specific country in mind.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
I'm thinking Tibet, Mongolia.
Yeah, Tibet.
That would
That's
be really
what
cool.
I had one night a dream and I dreamt that I, ooh guys, now it's getting emotional. I dreamed that I won a lottery, like but not like a money lottery, but I won like a trip.
No.
And but I could not decide where. It wasn't my choice, but like I won a place to go.
And it was Tibet.
Yeah, and since then I want to go there.
That is so cool. Like it's meant to be.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe we can go together.
Yeah, jeez. I also think I'd love to go to Patagonia, which is on the border between Chile and Argentina. It's like a region.
Okay.
And like the Welsh people haven't settled anywhere in the world and they settled in Patagonia. So you'll see like Welsh flags and all down there. Only
really?
Like in a few villages. And they celebrate St. David's Day and they speak Welsh with a Spanish accent as well.
That is so
cool.
So
I would love to go there. And it's meant to be like one of the most beautiful places mm-hmm. ever. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Welsh has have good taste.
Yeah, we never went anywhere, but we went to Patagonia.
The
so.
Most important part.
Yeah, and it's the most, like, what's the word, like isolated places.
Of course they were, like, it is.
And it rains a lot, apparently, and it's very windy, so I bet the Welsh feel quite at home there.
Yeah,
so,
well.
Yeah, see, thanks, guys. That's been a lovely show this week. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hadi bra!
Hadi bra!